Cougar bill is focused on encouraging the development of offshore wind energy. And then, you know, it would be the committee's decision as to whether or not you would consider this a part of encouraging offshore wind development. Certainly, the Ocean Energy Act was intended to do that. So.
And that bill is scheduled for
tomorrow.
For tomorrow, I believe. I'm just saying, I would hate to see such a good intentional purpose to go to waste. Now, I'll support it either way. Putting it in the bill, I don't have a problem with. Because I think it's a unique situation, and I don't think it strays us to a different possibility. But I'll leave that to other people to decide. But I'm fine either way.
Okay. Well, Representative Tipping Spitz.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think the only reason we were talking about it in this is because this bill already did make changes to that portion of the law. And I think if there are substantial changes to that, I want to make sure we make that in one change and finalize that.
That's the way I'm saying I don't have a problem. I'm concerned that this has opened things up a little bit.
Sure. I think I want to address a couple of concerns that I was trying to get a hold of. This does not change the cap. This does not change the whole system that was set up. I think the title to the maximum amount has already been assigned, and that project is already rolling. I think the idea here was not to open up a can of worms. It was just to allow the act to be implemented the way it was intended to do. And if we're getting into the weeds on that, I think that's the only thing I've ever asked for.
Because it's trying to correct the situation with the offer sheet, I guess. Then I think this probably doesn't deviate. So I hope we can just address what's here, what has been proposed by. I don't know. It's either that or put it in a separate bill, but I think there's a concern that there might be a concern by some that there should be a limit to what the per kilowatt hour would be versus the 27 cents versus making it a less amount of money. And I think that's what I hear by some people. So,
I think at this point we – second, please. I think at this point this language and maybe a little modification as suggested by Mr. Riley clarifies. Is either this is what the committee wants to do and deal with this specific issue in this narrow perspective or not. If the committee wants to do something much larger than that, then it's not going in this bill. It's going to be handled somehow else to do that. And this is not going to be the place to make all sorts of changes in regards to what the process was. It exists. Representative Russell.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't disagree with you on that point, but I think that Representative Hobbins has a really legitimate concern about the future of this component to the bill, and I think I would hope that a large majority or a significant majority of the committee would agree that we need to do something to address the UMaine situation. And so may I offer an alternative proposal that's somewhat modified, and that is that we do use Representative Krueger's bill as a means to address this issue. We can address it in this bill first, and if this bill goes through the legislature and sails through and gets a signature, then we'll be okay. But we can hold Representative Krueger's bill on the table and use that as a separate means. I do believe that we are going to need a backup, and I am deeply concerned that if something happens to this bill, that it will impact that project. And so I appreciate Representative Hobbins' concern.
Yeah, and I'm not opposed to doing that. You know, we can use it to Representative Krueger's bill as a backup, put some language that mirrors this language here. And if this bill passes, it won't be necessary in Representative Krueger's bill. to do it that way. So, we have this language here with the additional language that you shared for Mr. Riley. So, if we have this proposal with the additional language to clarify what the going forward means on the table. Let's see if any questions about that specifically, or Senator.
I ultimately be willing to vote to put it in this bill, but I don't think that's the way it really ought to be done.
Yeah.
That if it's put forward in a separate bill, I'd be more comfortable putting an emergency preamble on that and getting this done, and it eliminates that other long discussion we had of what do you do and what does the PUC have to put out before September to make this legal to get it done.
On a separate bill, we could maybe make it an emergency preamble. Senator Russell?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm open to that suggestion. I guess the question I have is, would we be able to do this as a unanimous report so that we could get that done? I'd want to make sure that we could.
The second bill? Yeah. Well, I guess we'd see. You know, I think there's a lot of support for this concept, so it could very well be. All right. Well, I think I want to put to the committee then the adoption of this amendment as written out with the additional language proposed by Mr. Riley and read by Representative Tipping Spitz to include this in the omnibus bill. So, all those in favor, please raise your hand. All those in favor, I think that's unanimous. Okay, but when we get to the Kruger bill, let's remember to talk about this again.